Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. Just call Mo.com. Office, Tampa.
Brown food because it is.
Of course I'm no happy. Look at me, I'm a big fat slob. I've got bigger booties than you do. I've got chins than a Chinese food beef. I've not seen my Willy in 2 years, which is long enough to declare legally dead. I can't stop eating.
It's Foodie Friday on Johnny B. Show.
Yeah. What we got, William?
Well, we talked about student loan debt. What about food inflation, baby?
I mean, we've all been feeling that, dude. It's so bad. I've been going to Walmart to get my produce lately. Scary place.
Oh, man. I know. We talked about that earlier this week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Inflation has driven up supermarket bills so much that in some cases, it's cheaper to go out to eat than cook.
It's true.
Grocery prices increased 13.1% in the last year, whereas the food away from home prices increased substantially less than that, about 7.6%, from David Ortega, a food economist at Michigan State University. See, that you could go to school for that. If you're a food economist, that's a very specialized niche thing.
Sure.
I like that. He said that consumers are seeing the price of groceries rise much more than price of restaurants. In restaurants or fast food establishments, the 5.5% gap is one of the largest we've seen in recent years, while the 13.1% increase at grocery stores is the largest grocery cost increase since 1979. Grocery store prices have increased more steeply because they're more directly impacted by rising food costs and supply chain
issues.
Are they? I guess. Well,
restaurants are too, but the problem with the restaurants is they have to try to keep the prices down or people will just go to the grocery store. But the big misconception is that you save money cooking your own food, but that's not – it's starting to flip-flop a little bit. It's going to be – of course, you're not going to get good quality restaurant food. You know what this is going to do? It's just going to further increase – the obesity epidemic and people being unhealthy because people are going to go to Checkers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess it's because you're buying in bulk, so it's not as bad for restaurants while, you know, a family is just buying, you know, small.
Maybe, but I know that they got hit really, really hard. I know a year ago chicken wing prices were so outrageous they were selling chicken thighs instead, which I thought that's a bonus because they're better than wings. But it's really, really bad. I know a lot of restaurateurs, and it hurt them bad. A lot of what they had to do, and they're still doing, is they cut down their portion sizes. Mm-hmm. So you go, man, you know, like, really like blah, blah, blah restaurant, you know, they didn't change their prices. But maybe you didn't notice your dinner's 6 ounces smaller than it used to be, which I guess doesn't hurt you. But, you know, people probably need to eat less. But they're finding ways to cut corners. They have to survive. But grocery stores used to be way, way cheaper, and now we're all feeling the sting, you know, especially if you try to eat something, you know, like, seafood or beef or things like that. The prices are insane. It's almost getting to the point where middle-class people are going to have to start eating Hamburger Helper. It's very
sad. Well, it's like, even, like, they give some examples here that that Chili's, like the baby back ribs at Chili's, not the best ribs, certainly. They're pretty good.
Not for me.
I mean, I would eat some Chili's baby back ribs right now.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't turn them down.
Yeah, but there's an example where it's much more economical to eat out at Chili's than make ribs yourself.
Oh, 100%.
A full rack of Chili's famed baby back ribs goes for $21.69 in Queens, New York, while it costs about $27 to make them at home. Pork prices have shot up 7.6% with a full rack of baby back ribs selling for about $10 at Whole Foods, but the hodgepodge of dry rubs, flavor powders, and all the other, you know, little ingredients that you need kind of add up. And then it makes it more expensive to make them at home.
I was talking about this. I actually had this conversation with Whitmore today at the house. And it really does pay to get yourself a Costco or a Sam's Club membership. With the price of food now, you're better off going and buying bulk and just cutting it up, putting it in Ziploc bags, freezing it, whatever you got to do. Get you a vacuum sealer and just buying for the month. Because you will save some money that way. You could buy a pork tenderloin, a big-ass one. I mean, this thing's like 3 foot long at Costco for like 17, 18 bucks. And you can cut it into 20 pork chops, boneless. And then you just portion it out for meals, and you'll get a lot of meals that way. But you have to go out and do that. If you just want to be convenient and go down to Publix and grab pork chops, it's going to be expensive as hell. So you have to... You have to really kind of plan it out. You have to, you know, be smart about it. But, yeah, just going down to, you know, the your regular grocery store, Winn-Dixie, Publix, whatever, and buying these products now, it's way, way, way more. And I guess they're just going to keep saying supply chain issues, I guess. I don't know if we're ever going to recover from 2 years ago. I don't know. You know, like.
Well, that's how the student loan thing happened, was COVID.
Yeah.
He said, you know, COVID's done, but I mean, it's not done. It'll never be done. But
right.
We're still using COVID as an excuse.
And I still hear Putin and Ukraine get brought up for reasons why prices
That's
are going
really
up.
That's really out of the news, isn't it? I don't
know. No, it's back
news.
In it now.
It's back in.
Okay. Yeah, I did watch about 15, 20 minutes of news today, Donna.
Okay.
I know she's very impressed that I watched 15 minutes of the news. And one of the stories that came up, they had the Ukraine president on. He was like, yeah, they almost blew up our nuclear power plant, and it would have been a global nuclear event had it happened. And I was like, all right, that's when I turned the channel. I go, I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do? I don't even believe most of the stuff.
You could go put on a uniform and fight for Ukraine.
Yeah, people were doing it for about 2 weeks. They were heading over there.
Yeah, and then there was like a couple that got captured and
didn't get trendy.
Well, and then killed.
It went off of TikTok and Instagram. It wasn't trendy, so people were like, all right, well, if I'm not going to get clicks, why would I go over there? You know what I mean? Doesn't make sense.
Right.
I need people to know that I'm a champ, you know?
Absolutely.
I guarantee you, people aren't going over there and trying to just stay anonymous. Not a lot. I mean, sure, there's probably some people that went over there, but yeah, you're right. It's not talked about too much anymore, but I still hear it, you know. Gas went up. I told you, gas went up 20 cents in one day after Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and it hasn't went back down. I don't know what's going on, what happened in one day to make gas go up 20 cents, but I know. It's just a thing.
Student loans.
It's student loans. They have to tax the gas so that we can pay
Get rid of the student loans.
I don't know.
Get the gas cheaper.
Anyway, so more food news.
I guess that a trend that started in the UK for McDonald's
mm-hmm.
is coming to the US, and it's all about the chicken sandwich wars.
Oh.
They got a twist that I guess is only available in the UK, but it's coming to America now, on the Big Mac, and I think you know where I'm going with this.
Uh-huh.
Picture this. Two tempura chicken patties, pickles, shredded lettuce, and American cheese on a sesame seed bun with some of that special McDonald's sauce. It's the chicken Big Mac, baby. Are you ready?
I've had them.
What?
It's already been here forever. It's a secret menu item.
Oh.
Dude, what did I tell you the other day? It blew your mind. Big Mac with quarter pounder meat, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. It's always been on the secret menu. The McGangbang is the most popular secret menu item. And that is a Big Mac with a fried chicken patty in the middle instead of the middle bread. That's a McGangbang.
Yeah, but is it the tempura chicken? Because I feel like that's different than the regular chicken.
It's the regular McChicken. It's fried.
No, I'm talking tempura chicken.
It's a different batter. Okay.
That is good. Tempura, much better.
Is it going to be good?
Yeah. All right. I mean, I probably won't eat it.
Is it going to be like a Popeye's chicken sandwich?
No. Oh, I saw that they're building a Popeye's on the way here.
Where?
I got really excited. On 9th Ave, MLK, and 54th Ave North.
Okay.
In St. Petersburg. I drive by it every day.
Yeah. I drive by all of them because I know it's a bad place for me. I can't do it.
Oh, I'll be eating there as soon as it opens.
Now, they do have an item that I can eat, you know, pretty...
Biscuit.
No. They have
fries.
A blackened grilled chicken nugget.
That's
the macro is actually pretty good. They're high in protein, pretty low in calories. I just don't trust myself to go in there and order blackened chicken nuggets. I think I'm going to go in there and I'm going to get a family meal and some shrimp.
Spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to...
They got good biscuits, too.
I'm going to park in the parking lot there and I'm going to eat it and cry in my car and then I'm going to roll out the door and I'm just... You know what I mean?
I've been there.
Yeah, we've all done it.
It's been rolled... This one from McDonald's has already been rolled out in Miami. Nobody eats at McDonald's in Miami.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's a very healthy city. I mean, everybody's in the
one
gym.
One little segment. Like, Miami has, it's a big city, but there's a lot of just dumps in Miami. There's a lot of poverty in a lot of areas of Miami. They, you know, if you're on South Beach and, you know, the trendy areas, yeah. It's like being on Water Street in Tampa or South Tampa or, you know, downtown St. Pete. You're going to have your healthy, fit, elite people, you know, drinking lemongrass shakes and what have you. But, no, there's a lot of poor-ass people in Miami.
I just remember there being a lot of hot people. But yeah. I was on South Beach.
That's
not
what
too
I'm saying.
Ago,
you went
there
to
was,
one...
There was tourist areas, too. It was like a bunch of schlubs.
I know, but the last time you went there, I remember you stayed at, like, some fancy hotel.
The Crown Plaza.
Thank you. Yeah. So, yeah, you weren't seeing McDonald's eaters in that place.
No, they did. I saw a McDonald's. I saw Walgreens, or right next to a Walgreens.
Ooh.
And they had a liquor store in there that frequented. And
there you go.
They had, like, normal stuff. It wasn't too bougie.
Okay. Yeah,
definitely had chains and stuff.
Normal people eat at McDonald's, especially now with the price of groceries. So
I don't know, man. I don't know, bro.
I like McDonald's, but at my age,
oh, you'd feel like you're gonna die, dude, afterwards.
I can't eat any of that fast food anymore. Anything like that. The last five times I had Checkers, my stomach was destroyed. The last 10 times I had McDonald's, except for the breakfast. But the last time I had like Quarter Pounder or Big Mac, I was on the toilet the whole next day.
I have heartburn just thinking about
it. You know what I mean? It ruins me now. I can't do it anymore. It would be fun, but I just can't. If I'm going to eat a burger, it has to be good quality. It has to be.
I would love a nice, fresh Big Mac.
Dude, they're delicious.
Those are so good.
They are.
The best.
The best Big Mac I ever had was when they first started offering bacon on your McDonald's items. And I don't know if they still do that.
Oh, yeah. It was like a buck or
it's
something.
It's like a dollar. You can still put bacon on everything. So the first time that when they first started offering that, I was coming back from a gig in Orlando with Whitmore, and we were starving. So we stopped off like, I don't know, somewhere in between Orlando and Lakeland off of the interstate. It was a McDonald's. And I said, yeah, can we get two Big Macs, add bacon? And the girl goes, okay, we're going to have to make them fresh, you know. And I go, perfect. So it took about 10 minutes, but when they came out, these things looked like the Big Macs on television. They weren't all smashed down and ugly. They looked like it was for a photo shoot, and they had this crispy bacon just hanging out of the bun. And I took a bite of it, and it was hot. It was perfect. Whitmore took a bite of his, and I go, I'm not exaggerating. This is the best Big Mac that has ever been made on the planet. We've tasted the best Big Mac ever. And Whitmore's like, dude, I'm telling you, this is like Bobby Flay made our Big Mac. It was fantastic. Second best, coming back from Niagara Tap from a gig, and I was on Park in St. Pete in that area, and we got two Quarter Pounders with cheese. Leah and I did. This is probably 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And the guy goes, hey, man, enjoy that. I made it with love or something.
Oh, it means he's spitting it.
Cliche.
Or, you know, did something else.
I was a little worried about that.
Yeah.
But even if he did spin it, it was the best Quarter Pounders we ever had. They were hot as hell. They were stacked up. The toppings were just evenly spread out. It was like the meat tasted like goddamn Japanese Kobe. It was, we were giggling in the car. Leah and I go, is this not the best Quarter Pounder you ever had? We weren't even drunk or high. She goes, I was just thinking the same thing. This is the best damn quarterback.
Oh, my God. It's like she's in the room.
I know. I know how to do her voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are so rare because every time it's terrible.
Yeah.
It is. The fries are lukewarm at best.
Mm.
and it looks like the sandwich was put together by a blind human being.
Well, basically they are.
Blind like, dog.
Sadly, it's hard to get good help. You know what I mean? Because these poor fast food workers aren't making the, you know, 15, 16 bucks an hour that they deserve, you know? So,
a lot of them are now, and it's still terrible.
I know.
Still bad.
I know.
But, you know, I guess everything else has gone up, too. 15 bucks now is 10 bucks a few years ago.
I guess.
It's not really a pay raise.
It's true.
That's the thing. Well, we're
let's not
deep into this
let's
whole
not
thing.
Do it, yeah.
But anywho, I would love to have a tempura chicken Big Mac.
Try it out, man. See how you like it, buddy.
Probably won't. I don't remember the last time I've been to McDonald's. Uh-huh. I think I went for breakfast a few times.
I mean, to say, their breakfast is fine. Like, I worked at McDonald's in high school and in a little bit of college, so I know the quality of the food. Breakfast is breakfast. Like, it's real eggs. You know what I mean? They're real muffins. The biscuits, I used to make the biscuits in the morning. You get this big bag of biscuit dough. The biscuits are really biscuits. You know, it's you actually bake them in an oven, you know, and all that jive. So, yeah, breakfast is breakfast. They're really not cutting corners on breakfast.
I mean, I love a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
It's great.
From McDonald's. That's one of my favorite foods.
Or bagel. Bacon.
I like the biscuit.
Bacon, sausage, or McGriddles.
I mean, they're good. Don't get me wrong, but I'm definitely going bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. Not sausage, egg, and cheese. Definitely bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Well, have them add a hash brown next time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they'll do it. A lot of them, I've never had them tell me no, but you order, like, I get an egg McMuffin, and I say, hey, can you ring me up for a hash brown and put it on the egg McMuffin?
Mm-hmm.
They're normally pretty excited about it. They go, oh. Sometimes it's a new employee. They go, oh, mm-hmm. Okay. And in my head, I'm like, they're doing it on their break. They're definitely going to do that. So, yeah, I've done that before. I've actually had them put a McRib patty on my bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit before.
Wait, say that again?
I had them put a McRib patty on a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Oh, my goodness.
It was like 8 o'clock at night.
That is indulgent.
It was a 20, you know, when they started adding breakfast all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I can see the McRib. Well, I guess bacon would be, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, dude.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's very indulgent, but.
Of course it is.
Delicious.
It's my life, bro. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Give us something else sexy with the food, Will.
Let's see. I always like these stories where they talk about, oh, you can do this weird job and you can get paid a lot of money to do it.
You could eat 10 onions a day and we'll pay you $1,000.
Well, what about Trader Joe's? Thoughts, feelings?
I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
I love Trader Joe's.
Love Trader Joe's.
The customer service is always top notch.
Yep.
I don't get a lot of stuff there, but there's certain things there that they have that I love. Certain seasonings, sauces. Yep. You know, that there's not a whole lot of stuff that I go there that's healthy, you know?
You can't do your full food shop at a Trader Joe's.
I've seen South Tampanians act like they do that, but you're right, you can't.
I mean, they have meat, but the meat, I don't know, like the ones that, they don't have like a butcher on
staff.
No,
they have a very small, and it's very expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to go get like, I don't know, New Zealand lamb chops.
Yeah.
If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. JustCallMo.com. Office, Tampa.